You shoot me in a dream, you better wake up and apologize.
Stuff your sorries in a sack, mister.
I thought it was a mess.
I'm sorry!
Congratulations, you've unlocked All Apologies, the show about apology tours and demanding satisfaction. I'm your host, Andy Q Public, and with me, as always, is your co-host, Joe Sixpack. Joe, what the fuck is going on?
How you doing? I'm back, Andy, from my long journey across the country. I hope everybody enjoyed the two-parter, Dan Schneider, not letting Brian Robbins off the hook series on the Nickelodeon molestations.
Yeah,
but
was a good take, like pointing out Brian Robbins. Nobody else is pointing out Brian Robbins' involvement in that scandal. So I thought that was a good point of view for you to point out.
Yeah, let's send it all the way up the chain. I mean, if you're going to get all the glory, you should get all the blame too. So let's not ignore that guy. But it's good to be back here. Everybody go to allapologiespodcast.com get our Patreon and the Instagram link and all of the socials where you can engage with Andy Q Public for the most part.
Well, I want everybody to know that we just did the mini show that you can find on Patreon. And if you enjoy hearing about King Cobra JFS, our featured subject of the week, we did a whole mini episode, a whole nother apology that he does over on Patreon. So if you like the episode that you're about to hear and you want to hear more about that, please consider supporting the show on Patreon for just $5 a month. And there's going to be all kinds of good content there. I think we're going to start having guests on, and then we'll feature like this same style. We'll have a topic of the day where the guest is on, and then we'll have like a mini show that features that same guest. You know, hopefully people that you want to hear from, the likes of a Carl Hamburger and producer Chris and whoever else they can wrangle, Lucy Tightbox, and we'll get them. And you can find all that extra type of content on our Patreon for just $5.
Yeah, that'll be good.
Yeah.
Andy, way to go, dudes, or...
Way to go, dudes!
Yes, yeah, so I have a couple of those I'd like to bring up that include... Uncle Sammy Poo says, I demand an apology from Vinny Pizza Champ Paulino for slaying too hard on his murder and makeup stream. Did you see any images of Vinny following through with his consequence, Joe?
I did. And Vinny decided to dance on the Bill's grave with Stefan Diggs. And my comment was, didn't I just see you dressed like a woman?
Yeah, he was slaying so hard on Diggs's grave in his high heels.
Yeah. Oh, did he high heel around? I only saw the makeup.
Well, we don't know what he was doing from the waist down. We can only assume that it was super gay.
I don't know what he does on his off time.
Super gay.
And then I had another comment under the post that was about the Berkeley professor apologizing after telling students to leave the Bay Area if they want to find a woman. And Cody Sharps said he should have apologized for not telling people sooner. So
it is a little late. You know, you're now stuck in, the tech jobs are leaving there, right? Everybody moved to Austin. So I don't know. Maybe you can get more than just half of a parking spot for $3,000 now, but
yeah, I doubt it. But at any rate, let's take it to the bridge.
Tori Boosad.
All right, like I said up front, this main episode is about King Cobra JFS, aka Joshua Faye Saunders, who is... Faye. Yeah, the F stands for Faye. Maybe that's why he's such a weirdo. It's like a boy named Sue scenario where he's got an axe to grind because he has a woman's middle name.
It sounds like a this scenario.
How do you know you wouldn't like it? How do you know you wouldn't like it?
Right. So King Cobra JFS is a YouTube streamer slash guitar player slash wand and walking stick manufacturer. I don't know what the fuck he's doing over there.
Professional simp.
Yeah. And he's gained infamy and a cult following due to his eccentric behavior while he live streams on YouTube. And this particular apology centers around the fact that 50% of Josh's audience can't stop trolling him. And his main appeal is that he's clownable, right? That's why people are just waiting for him to make a fool of himself online. And he has no talent except to make a spectacle of himself. And the internet, you know, they just wait. He's just a gullible person on the internet that is being goth in 2024. I don't know who's still doing that, but well, he's been swatted and he gets zoomed and harassed, and he's just a human target for people to troll him.
Vince the lawyer is constantly sending dominoes to his house.
Yeah, somebody should start doing that. I wouldn't be surprised.
It doesn't sound like he's treated as kindly as Stuttering John might be treated by the trolls.
We'll see a little bit of kindness being thrown his way.
Move too far away. So he can't play guitar, or he's like, I've heard a lot of guitar talk of when he was trying to raise money for the dog shelter, the elderly dog shelter, he was playing guitar. And so he is talentless in that realm as well. Because it was play guitar in his underwear or work out in his underwear. Both seemed equally horrible.
I'm sure he sucks from front to back. There's no way that he's a guitar player of note that he's generating any kind of revenue through his guitar abilities. There's no chance of that. Okay.
I mean, he was saying that losing a child is equivalent to him losing his guitars. So I thought, you know, yeah. There might be some talent there.
Now, just valuing a guitar doesn't mean you're good at playing it. But if you want to hear more about that, please go check out our Patreon, allapologiespodcast.com, patreon.com/allapologiespodcast.
Yeah, but you'll get him.
This is your future, sitting and apologizing.
Yeah.
Right. So in my clip one here, King Cobra suffers so many trolls that he tries to fight back in the stupidest way possible.
I want to say I'm sorry to my true fans. I did not mean to accidentally dox your addresses. I was just trying to dox the asshole fucking trolls who keep harassing me. And I want to say to my fans, I appreciate the support. But you have no idea what the fuck I go through as an individual. My trolls are fucking assholes and they need to be arrested.
I was just trying to burn down the house of my enemies, but I set fire to my fan clubhouse at the same time. He's got bullet holes in all of his shoes from shooting himself in the foot constantly.
He lit a bag of dog shit on fire, but also his shoelaces and stomped it all out.
Yeah. He gave himself a hot foot.
I'm built different.
Yeah, he sure is.
So I mean he's got like a Al Jorgensen type of vibe, although probably more of a 1000 Homo DJs vibe than any ministry.
You called it. This is the way you apologize, Joe. This is so sincere. You take ownership of your actions and vow to change for the better.
I'm getting sick and tired of this crap. They're so fucking jealous of Cobra, they can't admit it. No, if my trolls were doing a fucking live stream, I wouldn't give them shit. Not even the time of day, dude. I wouldn't go on their fucking stream and go, you better not watch Cobra's videos, boy, because that's stupid. I do not care. But my trolls are too fucking lazy to do their own thing and just leave me the fuck alone. It's beyond pathetic, dude. So again, to my fans, I would like to apologize for accidentally doxing your addresses.
Oh, okay. So the way you apologize is to blame trolls for what you did. This is Stuttering John level, they started it defense type of apology from this guy.
What is the music he's listening to?
It's a little inside baseball. We're actually going to get to it right here, because it turns out that this stream isn't just to issue a sincere apology to the people who support King Cobra, even though he fucked up their lives by being a complete incomp. It's also a special occasion.
I'm uploading a video right now doing a KFC food review, which was really fucking tasty. We'll get to see that here. I apologize in that video too. I wanted to go live quickly and just be like, hey, it's my 32nd birthday and I really appreciate all my awesome fans who donate their money and time and energy into me. And fuck the trolls. I'm not going to let them ruin my birthday, dude.
So that music that you're wondering about is a birthday-centric song. He has another one at the end, but he's wishing himself a happy birthday to the guy that has no business surviving into his 30s. Let's celebrate with some KFC and Bud Light Platinum, whatever the fuck that is. So how do you make toilet water platinum, Joe? It won an award for being the grossest shit a panel of judges ever put in their mouth. I don't know what the fuck that... I've never seen that before.
I'll let Shane Gillis defend Bud Light. That's not my job. I'm more fast. I just want to see the KFC mukbang where he ends up with fucking gravy and mashed potatoes and that goat beard, whatever the fuck he's doing.
I never want to see that man eating anything. It's got to be disgusting.
It should be like the screaming goats, you know, where they show like a goat's eye, how fucked up that is. Like, he's really hitting all the goat vibes.
Yeah. I don't want to see those lips like smacking on anything. Ooh. But because like on WATS, they've been covering the fact that he has a new girlfriend, and it's all just them being gross and sexual on live streams. It's really like nauseating. But
well, Andy, let's not ignore, let's give credit where credit is due. His lips are his best feature.
I guess if you had to rate them,
if you had to pick the piece of the part of the piece of shit that you were going to eat, that's the part I would pick.
It's certainly not his eyes or his hair or his facial hair. Oh my, he's so insane looking. Well, let's hear why this happened. There has to be a reasonable explanation for all of this. And then I
shot myself. Their obsession with me is fucking sad. A lot of people are hurt. And I'm sorry about that. I didn't think the camera was angled to see everyone's addresses like that. I was just trying to dox my YouTube trolls because they dox and harass me all the fucking time. My YouTube trolls stalk Ellen and then they accuse me of doing it, which is so fucking stupid because I've left that poor girl the fuck alone. And it's fucking disgusting, these assholes.
Now,
Ellen.
Right. He name checks Ellen here, and that is a saga that is almost too much to get into, but the short version is that Josh became enamored with this goth chick and tried to weasel his way into her life by befriending Ellen's loser mom, only to get beta cucked by Ellen, who wants nothing to do with like this gross lunatic. And that leads King Cobra to dedicate many hours of streaming content to trying to winner affection over, you know, vacillating back to bashing her when she shoots him down. There's a great 40-minute roundup on YouTube by on a channel called Bite Size King Cobra, I think. Friends with No Benefits, and you can find that on YouTube. I just want to shout out Bite Size because that's how I gained most of my understanding about what he's talking about here.
Let me sum it up for you.
She's mid, bro.
Yeah, right. That's King Cobra's summation of Ellen. But, you know, the trolls think that he's a stalker creep because of all of that. And all the trolls are just bullies that can't compete with the king in clip 5.
I keep telling these fucking trolls they're going to go too far with it and they're going to end up getting arrested. You think it's funny bullying somebody with autism? You're a miserable fucking piece of shit. You know that? That's like, if you hate Cobra, why the fuck do you give me money to talk shit? That's stupid. I mean, I'm not complaining because I'll still take your money and run with it, cuz. But I'm just saying, dude. We got 541 people watching me live. We got 57 likes. That's what's up.
I mean, scoreboard is scoreboard, Joe. We aren't putting up King Cobra numbers, so that's a W for Josh. How does that make you feel that you're putting up worse? You're putting on a worse show than King Cobra.
I'm putting on a worse show than King Cobra.
You don't have 500 people and 54 likes.
That's their problem, not mine. What I'm getting out of this is you have to watch, go to our Patreon and watch our mini, or go pay me money to watch it. The mini episode is like his eyes are. I'm sorry, I'm getting so excited. I'm hitting the microphone out of the way. What I'm seeing is that, like, if you know anything about your glasses or whatever, you know, they're constructed in a way that fixes your eyes. He's like completely wall-eyed in the other one. Like, he looks like he looks like he's going to a wedding in this apology video. In the one we covered on the mini-sode, he looks like, you know, he just crawled out of some hell pit and is apologizing for, you know, terrible shit. This is he's looking his best in this video. So if you don't like him here, if you don't like him at his worst, you don't deserve him at his best. Yeah. And what we're getting at his best is right here.
I'm pretty sure he just found those glasses in the parking lot at a Dollar General. So I'm not really impressed.
They're readers from the local Walgreens.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Josh doesn't want to have to do this. He just wants to enjoy his birthday like anybody else in clip 6.
I'll be redoing the shout out video later. Because right now I want to just detox from the internet and go enjoy my birthday. You know what I'm saying? Take a shower with my tactical soap, all that good stuff.
What?
I will get back to your shout out videos later. And then when I redo the shout out videos, I will not show anyone's addresses. I deleted that stream because I don't want to see my fucking trolls getting harassed. Psych. It'll be funny if y'all harass my trolls. No, but seriously, I don't want to see my fans get the harassment.
Psych. I love it when you pick up on the things that I picked up on because you're watching it for the first. I already watched that and clipped it, and you watch it and you go, "What the fuck is tactical soap?"
Well, I don't. Obviously, people who are watching this don't know. I don't know how many times I've brought it up to you, Andy. I have a real pet peeve about everything being tactical. But tactical shorts, my tactical underwear. I have a tactical toothbrush. What? I guess everything's tactical if you're going to take it into battle. What are we doing?
I got this soap from Alex Jones. It's got a special set of skills and that treats all of my STDs and my simplexes that are festering on this guy. Then it has to be code for jerking off, right? I'm going to shower with my tactical soap. Okay.
I'm going to go to war with my dick. Yeah. What is charcoal? So you could like filter water through it. I'm gonna filter my bath water through it and then drink it because it's now potable. What the fuck are you doing?
So gross. He's disgusting. But you know, just when
bath water that's left after he washes off with the tactical soap.
Oh god!
He's gotta, like, carry it all. It's still in the fucking trough or whatever that he had to carry all the water to after he bathes in it.
Yeah,
you know, he doesn't have running water.
It's like the most disgusting mashup of salt burn and the human centipede. This guy drinking his own bath water.
Yeah.
Now we're getting dangerously close to like the Venn diagram of Stuttering John and King Cobra JFS, like, you know, crossing over. There's going to be a lot of parallels that we're going to see. And this is the hypocrisy police portion, where sometimes you have to fight fire with fire, Joe.
They get so much crap just for supporting King Cobra, and it's sad. And less importantly, I don't want to lose my YouTube channel, so it is what it is. My trolls love to dox my address, my cell phone number. They try to dox my friends' addresses and their cell phone numbers. But when I do it to them, I'm a piece of shit. Fuck you, nasty fucking obsessed hypocrites.
Yes, you all suck. Your trolls suck. And you suck, Josh. Stop doxing people. Use your words and call your enemies sideshow freaks on a podcast like I do. I don't want to know Josh's address or phone number. I'm terrified to know more about this guy. I'm just kidding. This guy's hilarious. All I want to do is talk about him.
Well, the tactical soap is obviously because he's going to war with his trolls now. He's also sitting there like,
because I'm a madman!
I think he does want you to believe that. That's that kind of prison defense. It's like, oh, don't mess with him. He'll bite your nose off, even though he's 5'4". Okay.
Crazy. That's exactly what I was going to say. I've seen him like full-bodied out of the chair. He can't be more than 5'6".
Yeah. Well, here's another W for the king. Get ready to be impressed.
$467.40 in my PayPal. That's pretty fucking sweet. I'll be doing the shout-out videos, the shout-out video later. Because I want to enjoy my birthday. And I really do appreciate all the money you guys and gals and they-thems sent me. It made me feel loved, to be honest. My trolls don't have that. They don't, dude. You think if my trolls had a fucking birthday, they'd have a bunch of loyal cult following fans? Give them $400+? Fuck no.
He's not wrong. I'm starting to feel pretty bad about myself right now. Hey, if you're listening to this, join our Patreon for just $5 a month so I don't have to feel like a loser when I stand side by side next to King Cobra JFS. I mean, what am I doing with my time and energy and my life that this guy is doing better than me on his show? Next week, I'm coming on here dressed like a guy that got kicked out of a ministry concert for being too high. That's my new plan.
Well, it's obviously, you know, he brings it up, right? There's people paying him just to shit on him. That's the same Stuttering John business model.
Right.
Is it something to be proud of to make $400 on people going, you're a fucking loser? How long did it take, like, to do that? You know, like, I don't know how long you have to stay online, suffering slings and arrows, to make $400, but... Also, I mean, more power to him.
Right. This is just the way life is for a YouTube celebrity, though, Joe. More money, more problems. And cut nine.
It's what it is, dude. My trolls harass the apartment I'm at. It doesn't work.
Fucking beard.
Because my landlord supports my fucking videos, and so do my neighbors. I'm not trying to whine about this shit on the internet, but excuse me.
Oh, you're not? Because it seems like that's your entire show, getting trolled and bitching about it. It seems like it's working for you, though, so kudos, but you only bitch about your trolls.
I'm not... Was his one of his brags there that his landlord supports his videos?
Yeah.
Did I hear that?
Oh. Yeah. People have tried to SWAT him. Somebody called the cops and said that they were Josh and I live here and I'm going to murder my wife and children. And then the cops swarmed his apartment. So I'm sure his landlord is aware that people are fucking with him nonstop.
Mm. Yeah, my landlord supports my videos.
You capping, bro.
I don't believe that. That's like when the Just Stuttering John's like, my landlord supports me getting a new oven. And then she walks in, she's like, well, you could clean around it.
Yeah, you're not getting your deposit back, sir.
No, I mean, that's great. Also, like, get the fucking Billy Goat shit beard out of the camera. Like, let's adjust the angle here so I don't have to see through the screen door that is your shitty beard. It's disgusting.
He needs to have something to distract from the rest of his features, though, Joe. That's what that beard is for. It's a smokescreen.
Every other thing that he's adorning himself with is for.
Yeah. Yeah.
Draw attention away from what is Josh.
Correct. All right. Okay. The next clip entitled Halloween, Josh is doing this. He is trying to promote the bar that he was hanging out at, and that leads to more trolling.
These trolls are fucking assholes, man. I go out on Halloween nights, dressed up in my costume, not giving a fuck what my trolls do on Halloween. I'm like, you do your thing, I'm doing my thing. I make one video trying to promote the bar I'm drinking at to give them free advertisements. Perfectly fucking innocent. And the trolls decide, oh, I know. Let's harass Cobra and get him kicked out of the fucking bar because we can't enjoy our fucking sad, miserable fucking cocksucking lives without harassing an autistic person that has more love and more people that care about me than you'll ever have in your sad, shallow fucking lives.
Now, look at what this guy is wearing on a normal Tuesday. Now, let's try and guess. What was his Halloween costume?
This is a game? Like, that's really...
You can think about it for a minute, but he already dresses like he found a trunk full of Rob Zombie's hand-me-downs. Right. What could he possibly be wearing on Halloween that would be more outrageous than that?
He's wearing the Scream ghost face mask.
Yeah. Ed's guessing Hello Kitty. I'm guessing an old-school Boba Fett-like mask with... a smock of Boba Fett on it.
It's like the Boba Fett.
Yeah. Like a real old school 80s Boba Fett costume.
Right. Yeah.
And then he's getting swatted at the bar that he's at.
So you can rinse him off. I'm sure that bar really needs your free advertising. I'm sure the people who are watching Josh online are going to drive to fucking bumfuck nowhere, Wyoming, to go to that bar.
Yeah, we hear, bruh. Who cares?
Harassing the bar? How? By writing "fuck Stuttering John" in the bathroom.
Yeah. FKC.
What could they possibly be doing that's going to get him kicked out? Also, he probably supports that bar. The $400 he made goes directly to that bar, I'm guessing.
Yeah, you're probably guessing right. All of us trolls are just jealous of the hookup Josh gets from his fan base, Joe.
It's the truth. They were so fucking pissed off. that my fans took me to see Cradle of Filth live. All they could do was talk shit and send me dick pics and call me a faggot. It's stupid, dude.
Isn't Cradle of Filth just Josh's apartment? Anywhere he goes is Cradle of Filth. That's a pretty... Go ahead.
What is he listening to, though, too? Like, you like... I see Ozzy Osbourne shirts, Cradle of Filth, you know, and then you're listening to slow jams on your birthday alone in your apartment. I mean, what are you doing?
He's getting romantic with his tactical soap.
There's many facets to King Cobra, apparently. He's not just a metalhead. He also likes to slow jam, too. He likes to get romantic with himself in the shower.
Yeah. That's a pretty good troll, though. You're gay because you saw a picture of a dick. He really does seem like the type of guy that would feel the need to justify that he's not gay because he saw a dick pic once or 50 times.
Nope, they tricked me. I'm gay now.
Yeah. In the clip called Harassment, Ed, King wants all his trolls to know that he is all that we've got as trolls. If he got off the internet, what would we have left?
And you do realize this is the only joy that my YouTube trolls get out of my YouTube channels when I talk about the mean shit that they do to me. Outside of that, you have nothing. Nothing. And if I got off of YouTube after doing my shout-out video for a couple days, it wouldn't fucking matter because I'd still be more famous than these fucking assholes who bully me. No, I'm sick of it, dude. They harass Danny Filth and Ozzy Osbourne. They harass my friends, my family, my fans. It's like, what the fuck did I do to these people other than exist? You know?
Please, sir, do not compare yourself to Ozzy Osbourne.
That was my takeaway.
Yeah. Ozzy's not taking to the internet to cry about his trolls.
It's me.
Sharon Need for Weed 69 has called me queer for wearing eyeliner again. Sharon. It's happening.
That's the level that he's at. There's Ozzy and there's King Cobra.
Oh, yeah.
No in between. They're exactly the same.
Yeah. But everybody is commenting on King Cobra's birthday. That he should kill himself on his birthday, but King Cobra is too strong for the trolls.
They're all a bunch of pussies, dude. My trolls could not handle being harassed like I could. They couldn't. It's a fucking fact. But yeah, man, it's my birthday. I'm officially 32 years old today. I want to keep going for as long as I can. Fuck suicide. Fuck the trolls. And fucking thank you to all my awesome fans. Again, I'd like to apologize. I wasn't trying to dox your address. I was just trying to read shout-outs.
Yeah. Okay, all my trolls are saying I should kill myself. But you know what? I'm not going to do that. Because the best revenge is living well. So I'm going to eat garbage and drink piss water and jerk off in the shower with tactical soap. That'll show them. I mean... This is a fate worse than death already. But what he's doing.
I just want to say, I understand the, now it's the birthday sex. I just heard that. Is that fucking R. Kelly or who does?
Oh, maybe, yeah. Is that, you're looking it up?
Jeremiah or so, I don't know.
It's all birthday themed music in the back. If you're wondering what the fuck he's listening to, it's all about it being your birthday. But
I have no idea.
2024 problems call for 2024 solutions, Joe. Now that we've identified how his fans got doxxed, what can we do about it? Don't bring me problems, Josh. Bring me solutions.
Next time I do that, though, if I do it on the phone, turn the phone kind of like that. So, see, look at that. If I do it like this, YouTube, you can't see my computer screen. If I decide to go live on my phone next time and do those shout-outs, just got to make sure it's honest mistake.
Brilliant. Problem solved. Until the next time you lose your cool and do the same shit all over again. Honestly, he should just do a show with Stuttering John. They're peas in a gross gay pod. They're just doing the same things.
I really wish that somehow that could happen, that the world could bring these like lol cows together. I don't know how you broker that, you know, where it's just like, yeah, you're a laughing stock, but let's get rich off of it. I don't know how, like, Patrick Michael and Stuttering John, King Cobra, like, there's just so much money to be made at laughing at these idiots.
Yeah, maybe that could be my new job, brokering those deals. Will
you be the shoey of the way?
Yeah, we'll set up these tangent, you know, congruent broadcasts where these lol cows come together and make super chats that they split up amongst themselves, and I take a cut. But
I don't see why we couldn't turn this into like we're going to see if we can get your trolls to apologize to you. All apologies. This is about, you know, you getting an apology from the people that have made fun of you.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I'll meditate on that. Mm. But in the meantime, you know how it goes at KFC when it's your birthday and the likes of a King Cobra JFS walks through the door. You know, it's just like time to treat royalty the way they deserve to be treated in the KFC clip, Ed.
It must be my birthday today because when I ordered KFC, they hooked it up with extra items. I ordered a double down, everything on it, large gravy and a large mac and cheese. Then when I got my food, they gave me a drink, free fries, and an extra double down sandwich. And I was like, fucking A, dude, that's what's up.
But it sounds like you stole someone else's order. I don't know. Eating too much at KFC sounds like a punishment to me. If I got that, most of, if not all of it, would just go straight in the garbage. I'm not going to eat all that.
They're like, let's try and kill this guy with cholesterol. Give him more food. And also, here's a bucket to put on your head.
Yeah. Yeah. Please wear this KFC bucket out of the restaurant, sir. You're making everybody else here vomit.
They're like, I didn't order a 12-piece, okay? They keep giving me these buckets, but I'm only ordering a sandwich.
Yeah. Now, he starts getting very redundant at this stage in the video. He's just saying the same shit over and over again. And he's doing a lot of mugging for the camera, and that becomes very obnoxious and hilarious in the next clip.
Here's the thing of it, though. If my trolls start harassing my fans because I accidentally doxed their addresses, you're going to get arrested. Not a whole lot of people care if I get fucked with, but when more than one person's getting fucked with just to fuck with me, people are going to get sick and tired of it, dude. Flat sick and tired of it.
Sexy. For a wall-eyed punchline, this guy really thinks who he is, doesn't he?
Yeah, it's fascinating. I mean, what? It's the Stuttering John, the narcissist. He's a narcissist.
Yeah. I want to send his wardrobe to Carl and Vinny and dare them to dress like this in public as a punishment. Like, I don't know why this guy has so much confidence, but Josh thinks he's killing it right now. You're 32 and you're a red nose away from being a rodeo clown. I don't know what you think you're doing right, but you're not.
He should just be a roadie or something. Like, all of these people, it's just like, get out of wherever you are and like go explore other places in reality. Yeah. So, you know, get away from the internet. That's what you should do.
It's not a bad suggestion, honestly.
Mm. You're considering it right now.
I'm going to be a roadie. No, I'm considering it for him.
Yeah.
Not me. Not I'm a coward.
I don't want to sleep in a bus.
No. If you're the type of person that would reach out to a perfect stranger that happens to send an idiot gifts and money, well, you're in for rude awakening, because King Cobra has had it up to there with the trolls.
Like I said, fuck the trolls, man. I'm not going to let them ruin my 32nd birthday. They try this hard to fuck with me because they're jealous of Cobra. It is what it is.
Looking good.
If you re-upload that live stream that I did earlier, you're going to get your channel taken down. And they know they can't save the video and re-upload it, because then they'll lose their troll channel. So then they go and cower in their fucking subreddit like little fucking boglum obsessed pussies.
What? Obsessed with what?
I don't know.
A real word that...
No.
I'm not familiar with? But,
oh, I'm going to get arrested. You're the one that doxed the people, Josh. So if King Cobra robs a bank and trips on the way out the door because he's a dolt and drops money all over the street, and I pick up a 50, who's really at fault here? Sending dick pics to all your fans, Josh. I'm making them all gay. That's what's happening. It's all your fault.
Are we only, like, you see all these, like, mostly it seems like women or children who run into a store and just rob it and then run out, like, and nobody challenges them at all. It's like he's going to rob a bank, run out and trip, and then sue the bank because of the entranceway was unsafe.
Yeah.
And be like, no, you were robbing us. And it was just like, but I also got hurt in the process. That seems like his style.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's his thought process. You owe me money.
Yeah, King Cobra wants us to know that he doesn't negotiate with terrorists, okay?
The day of reckoning is coming. I warn my trolls right now. You fuckers have harassed me nonstop for the last 10 plus fucking years, and your shit's gonna end. If the trolls truly bothered me, I'd stop making videos. I'd stop dressing goth and doing my thing. Fuck the trolls. And a major shout out to all my fans who donated, like I said. Right now, I want to take a break from making videos and go enjoy my birthday and just detox from the internet for a little bit. But my next video, I'll give you all your shout outs that you requested through Cash App and PayPal. It's greatly appreciated. You have no idea.
Honestly, I don't know what's up.
10 years.
Yeah.
There's 10 years of this shit?
Yeah. Let me say, is he cutting a promo for fucking the WWE?
I don't know, but like... I don't know why we're even putting any effort into making this show. Can I just become a bigger waste case and give people shout-outs for money? Is life that easy? All I have to do is sacrifice all of my dignity and get trolled relentlessly for 10 years. Do I have to dress like that though?
Yeah.
As a grown man, dress like the ghost of a cowboy that got fucked to death on Brokeback Mountain. Is that the cost of being a YouTube success story?
The $400 is a month, so don't get too excited.
We're doing
phone handheld, like dual, like spinning around.
Yeah. Like Obi.
But you and I both just doing that and it looking like shit. Like, you don't know what's going on over on that side of the camera.
Yeah.
It's not much better than what Josh is doing.
Well, he's also going to accentuate the positive and eliminate the negative in the second last clip there, Ed.
It's going to make for an awesome birthday, man. So let's try to focus on the fact that it's my birthday and fuck the trolls. I hate my birthdays, so thank you for making it special.
I hate it.
Again, I'm sorry to my fans. I wasn't trying to dox your shit, man. Just trying to dox the trolls, you know? But for future references, I'm not going to dox my trolls because I'm better than they are. I don't got to dox my YouTube troll shit to get inside their fucking tiny ass head. I'm already there.
Oh, I thought I was trolling Josh, but it turns out he's turning the tables on all of us. Can you believe that you've been outsmarted by King Cobra Joe? You fucking idiot. You got God.
Well, what I love is he hates his birthday, but he's been celebrating. He's got special music and soaps and fucking his special beers and everything. And he's setting a whole mood for a day that he fucking hates. Good job.
Yeah. He lit a candle. He's taking a bubble bath with tactical soap. But at this point, it all starts to get very redundant here at the end, and a lot of pregnant pauses, and he plays another emo song about his birthday and says the same shit that he already said. So I cut a lot of this out. I just cut it kind of into this choppy supercut type of thing. It's 2 minutes long, but I feel like it sums up the 16-minute video that we just covered pretty well. The last clip here, Joe. Let's enjoy this.
I'm not going to apologize to my trolls because fuck them, they're miserable cunts. But I am going to apologize to my fans because you continue to support me even though my trolls are assholes. You know, if my trolls spent less time harassing King Cobra JFS, they could actually have fans of their own deal. They could, but they're too fucking lazy, dude. Again, to all the fans who donated, thank you for watching my streams and donating your money on my birthday. I appreciate it.
Shut the fuck up.
Spy up, motherfucker. If you can't donate money, then that's understandable. Your time's appreciated.
Crazy ass
spy symbol. We gotta start fucking with these assholes back twice as hard until they either off themselves or they give up bullying Cobra. Normally, I wouldn't lose a wink of sleep over it.
Maybe fuck
you. I'm just celebrating with champagne. Even though Danny Filth said you shouldn't kill yourself, you'll never know what you'll miss out on in life. When it comes to my trolls, I would disagree. You want to flag this video? Go ahead. You know, I got to say to the people who are watching the flag video, fuck my YouTube trolls. They've told me to kill myself I don't know how many fucking times, dude, and I refuse. Flat out fucking refuse. Every time the fucking trolls go out of the way to fuck with me, I win. Because I don't have to go out of my way to fuck with them to get inside their pathetic head. I'm already there. No, but sincerely though, my trolls shouldn't kill themselves. There is help for your Cobra addiction. It's called Don't Watch. Right now I'm uploading a food review. It'll be up in like 27 minutes or so. So stick around for that. I dunked the KFC Double Down in some of that gravy. So fucking good. But I'll keep rocking. Long live Ozzy and Danny Filth, motherfucker.
Review done.
Fuck the trolls. I don't gotta harass my trolls' idols to get inside their heads. Let me ask you this. If my trolls got a bunch of donations and then they accidentally doxed their fans, and then I started going after their fans for supporting them, people would look at me and go, Cobra, you're obsessed, and it's not healthy. You know I'm right, because that entire subreddit is dedicated to hating me and my family and my friends, everything that I do. I'll catch you later. Thank you to my fans, and fuck the trolls.
Long live the king, Joe. King Cobra JFS.
Why does he hate that little children's movie so much? The trolls.
Yeah.
It's Anna Kendrick.
Yeah. That's all you. Well, do you feel like that was a sincere apology, Joe?
To
well, obviously, it was fans that he doxed while he was trying to get over on his trolls. Do you feel like that was a genuine apology to the people that actually like him?
The 50 people that were watching.
Yeah. I'm gonna have to give it this.
After 10 years.
I'm pretty sure that was an insincere apology.
Andy, if we do this for 10 years and we have go live and there's 50 people, I will kill myself.
He said he had 500 plus people watching and 50 likes.
Oh, 50 likes.
Yeah. So people are obsessed with laughing at this laughing stock.
I can understand why.
Yeah. It's pretty fun to make fun of this idiot.
What's he going to eat next? Taco Bell. Here's my review of Taco Bell taco. Yeah. I dunked it in fire sauce. It was good.
At the combination KFC and Taco Bell. Next time on King Cobra JFS.
Yeah.
Well, you know, we'd be lucky to have trolls to shit on us. But in the meantime, we have to drum up trolls by inviting everybody to follow us on Instagram and follow and comment and issue apologies there. You know, demand apologies or rate and review the show wherever you listen to podcasts. Please like and subscribe and go to allapologiespodcast.com. That's where you can find links to our Patreon, links to our Instagram and our YouTube, and you can email us. And I do want to thank JC Montel for finding this for us, suggesting that we cover King Cobra, even though it's covered to death on WATS. It was still great to touch base with King Cobra's apology tours. And yeah, so thanks to JC, and I'm Andy Q Public for Joe Sixpack saying,
sorry.